WSHJ, Houston.
Welcome to the spirit world, answering your questions on angels, demons, and how the spiritual and physical worlds interact. And now your hosts, Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the spirit world. I am Debbie Giorgiani with Adam Bly, and we are the co-hosts of your show, The Spirit World. And you love this show every single Saturday because you call in and you fill the phone lines, and you also get the chats going on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitch, maybe Rumble. We're all over the place, and it's wonderful. So get those chats going for The Spirit World today because, Adam, we're going to be talking about St. Patrick and St. Joseph, two great feast days that are coming up this week. And we've got a special devotional we're going to be sharing with you all about St. Joseph. That's right. But we don't start anything on the spirit world until we begin with the St. Michael prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. We are opening the phone lines, and if you want to talk about how you are planning on honoring St. Patrick and St. Joseph, and when we talk about this wonderful seven sorrows and joys of St. Joseph devotion that we're going to be sharing in just a moment, if you have something to say about it, or if something's going on in your life, with angels, demons, anything in between, that's what the spirit world's all about. It's your show, so take it away, guys, by calling 877 757-9424. That's 877-757-9424. Before we get into St. Joseph and St. Patrick, Adam, we are taking the show on the road to Dubuque, Iowa, and we are so excited about that, the Christ the King Conference, and for Our Lady of Good Success, and we are so excited about this amazing conference. So if you still want to get your tickets, you want to fly in, drive in, walk in, whatever works, we want to see you there. We're going to be doing the show on spiritual warfare. We're super excited about that. All you have to do is go to kcrd-fm.org. Got to get your tickets this weekend, though, guys, if you really want to come and pack the place, and we're going to have a blast doing the show live. Remember, we're heard all over the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, so we'd love to see you in Dubuque, Iowa. kcrd-fm.org. That's next Saturday, and super excited about that. Anything you want to say about that first, Adam?
I think it's the first time we're actually broadcasting live from a location, right?
Well, we did do a formatted show of the Spirit World for Dallas, for Guadalupe Radio Network, and that was very, very exciting. But the main Saturday show, this morning show, that you're absolutely correct. This will be the first time we're doing it, so I hope it works.
it's exciting. I mean, it's always neat to be with people in person. That's the main thing I'm excited about is meeting the people. But it'll be fun. It'll be something different.
Yeah, and I just hope everybody gets their tickets. I understand it's filling up quickly. I think there's tickets left, and so if there is, just go to kcrd-fm.org, Christ the King Conference, and I'm sure that the fine folks of Our Lady of Good Success will be super, Aquinas Communications will be super happy that you're showing up, because it's going to be a blast. Okay, Adam, before we get into St. Patrick, St. Joseph, the devotionals about St. Joseph, how was your Friday sessions?
Well, you know, Lent, as I've mentioned before, Lent is usually pretty challenging. And so we have a number of new cases and situations we're evaluating. Basically you can pray for somebody who has a real struggle with drugs and drug addiction, but also seems to have a spiritual dimension to things going on. I'm not saying all drugs are related to demons. This person happens to have had both. going on in their life. That would be wonderful. And there's another man who was freed from drinking a few weeks back. He's continuing to progress along and doing a little bit better. But yeah, basically, if you could just pray for the priests and the teams that are working with people, because Lent is, it's rough. It's particularly challenging. The enemy really kicks up a lot of dust, and they do the most during Holy Week. But, you know, but basically, in the end, of course, God wins. Everything's with Jesus' permission, so we don't need to be anxious about it. But Lent's always a challenging time.
Well, prayers are powerful, and we believe in the power of prayer, so that's wonderful. Also, Adam, so Our Lady of Good Success Radio Network, we will be talking about spiritual warfare next weekend, so we'll be bringing that up, so that can really be a help to a lot of people. So just to remind everybody that that will be the topic next weekend. Today, we're talking about St. Patrick, that's coming up Tuesday, and St. Joseph coming up right after that on March 19th. Okay, and so here's the situation. We have done this particular episode for a couple years, and every time we do it, we get a lot of phone calls, and the show clock runs out, which means we get very little time to talk about St. Joseph. So we didn't do that on purpose. We're trying to go as fast as we can, and we'll do that today. But we're going to flip it today, because we have said a lot about St. Patrick, okay? And so we're going to flip it and mainly focus on St. Joseph for this particular episode. We are taking your phone calls. Phone lines are filling up. And so if you have something to say about this, please call in, or anything else you want to ask us or talk about. 877-757-9424. That's the number to call. You're welcome to call anywhere in the world. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We're here for you. Angels, demons, anything in between. 877-757-9424. And Adam, let's talk about the seven sorrows and joys of Saint Joseph, a wonderful devotional for people to take on in with seven Sundays.
Yeah, so this is a devotion that Pope Gregory the 16th back in 1831 really promoted this. And like a lot of devotions, you know, it was around, but when a pope promotes it, it becomes really part of the universal church and people are more aware of it. So it's an older devotion. Now, technically, it's the seven Sundays before St. Joseph's feast. So, you know, you don't need to worry about that. We're going to reflect on these aspects of him and his life. If you want to do it formally, you can do it next year, starting seven Sundays before his feast day. But you don't need to worry about that. If you want to reflect on these, pray along with them. I think this is really neat, Deb, because Joseph is, of course, the silent saint, right? He doesn't have any words recorded in Scripture. But he has a lot of actions, right? He does a lot of things. And the church sees him as kind of a patron saint of the church and a protector of the church, because he was a protector of Jesus.
Right.
You know, at the very beginning of things. And I think for a lot of men, he can be, when we really get into the details, which we're about to do, he can be somebody that we can really relate to, particularly men that are stepfathers, you know, that maybe marry a woman that has children already, but also just the fatherhood in general and the sacrifices you make for your children, and that God essentially asks us to make by taking on the vows that we, you know, that a man would take on in getting married. So here they are. The first one, and these are all twofold, right? So sorrow and joy. The first one is the sorrow at Joseph discovering that Mary's with child. He's betrothed to her. They're not married yet, but he's committed to marrying her, essentially their version of engagement. And then he finds out she has a child, right? And they, of course, haven't been married. They haven't had marital relations. This is a big deal at the time, because if it's formally discovered, she could be killed, right? The punishment could be death. And he was very distraught by this. He didn't want to do that to her. And so Scripture tells us he sought to divorce her, you know, quietly. Not divorce her, they weren't married yet, but their version of that. So he wanted to protect her from that. And obviously he was very distressed. Well, what's the joy on that one? The angel comes to him in a dream, which that's the way the angels are interacting with Joseph many times, and tells him, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child is, you know, from the Holy Spirit. And here's this first moment with Joseph where we see this kind of amazing obedience. Mm-hmm. He seems to know somehow for sure that this isn't just a dream.
Right.
And he takes it so seriously that an angel told him to do this, that he starts living his life, and we'll see as these unfold, in ways that are really potentially dangerous. If God wasn't behind keeping them safe, he's going to make a number of choices that are shocking, you know, surprising. So, of course, he does take her on as his wife and takes the role of protecting Jesus. So that's the first one, the distress at finding out she's pregnant. The angel comes. He has the joy of saying, okay, God's got his hand on this child and on Mary and on me, and the angels are giving us this message. Mm-hmm. Do you have any reaction to that first one, Deb?
No, I absolutely love these reflections and these devotions on and meditating on this, because I think it's an aspect that you brought up at the very beginning, this focus on Saint Joseph, when we sometimes he gets very much overlooked in, mm-hmm. in various ways. So keep going, but if we can condense down the following six, only because, as you see, Adam, we have almost full phone lines.
You're right. Okay.
Okay.
I'm being long-winded, and I apologize.
No, you're good. You're great. I just want to get to the calls too. So
now, and we're going to post a link to a website, a link connected with the show today, so you can go study these later.
Yes.
The second sorrow and joy is it's basically that Jesus is not received by his own people, that he's rejected, and Joseph is aware of this and sees his son being rejected. The joy on this one happens at the moment of his birth, that sometimes it's the shepherds coming that are also visited by an angel, or it's the wise men. It depends on which branch of the, you know, down through time it was seen different ways, but essentially the joy of people coming at Jesus's birth, mm-hmm. and validating the specialness of what's going on. The third one, the fact that Jesus is going to bleed, that he's going to be a sacrifice. And this is a moment that Jesus sees the blood at his circumcision and is kind of reminded in a special way of the role that Jesus is going to have. But then the joy that also an angel told him to name Jesus, and the joy that God's hand is clearly on the situation and that it must be God's will that Jesus is going to bleed for the sins of his people, even though the previous sorrow that his people didn't receive him. And maybe on the other side, I can quickly go through the last few.
And then I also want to talk to you about, because you mentioned about when this should be started, these seven Sundays, but there's also another shortened, you can do it before March 19th. So let's talk about that on the other side of the break when we come back. You'll hear that music. Thanks to everybody getting the chats going on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble, Twitch, maybe TikTok, who knows? We're all over the place, let's put it that way. And on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So if you have something to say, call in about St. Patrick, St. Joseph, 877-757-9424. That's the number to call. We have an open phone line just for you. And Adam and I will be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 14th. Today we celebrate Saint Maximilian. How often we hear or read about holy people who have died a martyr's death. How seldom we have a detailed account of their final conversation with their executioners, as we do with Saint Maximilian, who was martyred in what is now Algeria in 295 for refusing to serve in the Roman army. Brought before an official, he explained his reasoning, "I cannot serve. I cannot do evil. I am a Christian." The reply came, "You must serve or die." But Maximilian insisted, "You can cut off my head, but I will not be a soldier of this world, for I am a soldier of Christ. My army is the army of God, and I cannot fight for this world. I tell you, I am a Christian." Threatened with death one more time for his contempt of the army, Maximilian insisted, "I shall not die. If I go from this earth, my soul will live with Christ my Lord." Moments before he was beheaded, Maximilian urged his fellow Christian conscientious objectors to hold firm. He also asked his father to give his new clothes to the executioner. Maximilian was 21. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
Okay, we are back. We are going to get to your phone calls in just a moment. We got a little more to share about this beautiful Seven Sorrows and Seven Joys of St. Joseph. And it's practiced on the seven Sundays before March 19th. But also, Adam, I want to talk to you about a shorter version you can also do. I shouldn't say, or it's scrunched down like a week before March 19th.
Good.
Yeah, but and just in case you've never heard of this before, Adam's going through the seven meditations where you absolutely focus on the key moments of sorrows and joys of St. Joseph. So it's a very unique, very special devotion that actually gets you pointed right to his feast day, which is this week, March 19th. Adam.
So we're on the fourth one. Now, the sorrow here is Joseph being aware that Mary is going to have her sorrows and that the Lord declared that her soul would be pierced, you know, with her seven sorrows. And so, of course, he's, you know, taken Mary on as a wife and loves her dearly and is basing his whole life around protecting her and Jesus, and he's heartbroken at knowing what she's going to have to go through because of what Jesus will have to go through. But the joy on the fourth week is that Holy Simeon in the temple gives that prophecy about Jesus when he sees him, that, you know, he had been given the gift to live until he saw his Redeemer born and come into the world, and that the special salvation that Jesus was going to bring to his people and to the whole world. And so that's the joy on week four. Week five, the sorrow of being told to fly into Egypt, that in order to keep Jesus alive and protect him from Herod, they had to flee and basically become refugees and live there until, you know, there was a time that's appropriate to come back. So here he is giving up everything, going on the road, doesn't probably know how he's going to work and get by and provide for the family. So that's a great sorrow to become a refugee like that. The joy on the fifth week is seeing, you know, the effect of Jesus and the arrival of the living God, right, and how earthly idols and false religions are overturned and basically living in a way that is joyful, that yes, there's going to be difficult and this life is not going to be easy, but that the arrival of the living God and becoming increasingly aware of that is going to sweep away the false religions and the idolatry in the world. The sixth week, the sorrow by the fear. So Herod dies and they think, okay, basically it's time to go back to Israel. But Archelaus, who has taken over, is a tyrant. And so he's anxious. He's been told to go back, and he's obedient to that. But he's also, in a worldly sense, afraid of this other leader and whether Jesus is going to be safe. But he's obedient, and he goes. Now, there's a joy in moving to Nazareth, which fulfills a prophecy that he would be a Nazarene. And so he sees prophecy being fulfilled, but he's anxious at the same time. And so there's that struggle of that obedience to God. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Did you?
No, you covered all seven, correct?
Did you? No, one more.
Oh, one more. Okay. I miscounted. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So this is about the bitter sorrow of the loss of Jesus in the temple. And of course, you know, they go looking for him. Mm-hmm. And the joy in entering the temple and finding him, you know, sitting with the teachers in the temple. So it was 3 days that they were without him. Now, we don't know how long exactly they realized, because they were traveling with extended family and he was probably with other kids, they were assuming. But terrible, right, to lose your children. Like, imagine a parent, like, oh my gosh, where is he? Right. And he knows that, you know, the political leaders, in a sense, have been looking for him. Mm-hmm. And the joy of finding him in the temple. And, of course, he says, you know,
right,
didn't you realize I would be in my father's house?
Right. Right. I love it. Okay, so this devotion, now tell me what you know about this. Have you practiced this, first of all? Have you practiced this one?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I haven't either. That's why I wanted to make sure we unpack it for, mm-hmm, for our listeners. But go ahead, finish what you were going to say.
No, just that Joseph, for me, has always been kind of an elusive figure in terms of connecting with him. But I actually, I'm so happy about this devotion. Mm-hmm. Because in thinking about Joseph this year and focusing on him first, this really helps me. It makes him much more human.
Relatable.
Relatable, because, mm-hmm, you know, there's issues of fatherhood and family and the anxiety of doing what God asks when it doesn't seem like it's necessarily what's safe or what the world wants you to do. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a powerful way to connect with him.
So this devotion, my understanding and your research on this, is used to request the grace of a holy death, right? So the idea of getting closer to St. Joseph is to have that peaceful, beautiful, calm, wonderful, holy death. And so that, mm-hmm, this is a great devotion to pick up. Now, it's my understanding that it would be on the 7 consecutive Sundays. So you would start at what, in January, February, so that it ends the Sunday, which would be tomorrow, right before March 19th, correct?
Right. Right.
Okay. However, I also read that you can do it as a type of novena, so you can do it 7 days in a row leading up to March 19th. So, Great. If that's the case, you got 5 days left, folks, before, mm-hmm, it, so you can squeeze it in. And I think it would be worth it for our listeners to definitely pull this article from the show notes and see if they can start to practice this devotion in a way that will bring them closer to St. Joseph. And I think that would be beautiful. What do you say, Adam?
Yeah, and of course there's prayers that go along with this. So you can think of this kind of similar to the rosary meditations, right?
Right.
These are kind of the scenes or the stories that you meditate on as you pray. So along with these is one Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be after each one. Mm-hmm. And there's, depending on which one you look at online, there's kind of a prayer that comes before and then a prayer at the close of it.
Right.
So if it was me, I would do all 7 each day.
And, oh, okay.
You know, see, yeah, kind of what you connect with most on that day.
So that, really, that would just like be a how real intense meditation for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. And again, just for those that just tuned in, we are focusing on St. Patrick and St. Joseph for it's coming up this week, Tuesday and Thursday. But past episodes, we have heavily talked about the history of St. Patrick and the contribution he made to the Catholics and in Ireland and beyond. And it's just an incredible what we uncovered and shared and the stories that came in from those episodes. We didn't have enough time because it goes so fast. So now we're focusing on St. Joseph. And just to remind everyone, March 19th this week is St. Joseph's Day. And especially for those that are of Italian descent and Sicilians, this is a big day for us. This feast day is deeply rooted in Sicilian culture. And so there's altars being prepared right now and constructed and tables and, you know, all sorts of things to honor this incredible St. Joseph who saved the people in Sicily from starvation. And so when they prayed to St. Joseph, so this feast has been around for centuries and it's around the world. So you'll see a lot of things happening this Thursday in celebration and honoring of St. Joseph. And many times you'll see a lot of bakeries they're going to sell out because it's you're to feast on some kind of pastry or something of that nature. So there's all sorts of cultural things added to it. But that's Thursday. Obviously, Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day. And of course, there's going to be celebrations there too. But we are in the middle of Lent. And that's why Adam and I wanted to bring this very deep devotional to your attention so that you can keep your focus even though these incredible feasts are happening. So I just wanted to make sure we cover that. Let's say hello, Adam, if you're ready. Are you mm-hmm. set? Let's say hello to our first-time caller, Ed, from Fort Wayne, Indiana, on Sacred Heart Radio app. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank Good you for morning. Taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, sir. You go right ahead.
I love this show, devoting to St. Joseph. He's one of my patron saints as well. I just want to share that I have devotion to St. Teresa of Avila, who is the doctor of prayer. She teaches us how to pray to God and to get closer to God. And St. Teresa had an amazing devotion to St. Joseph. And as probably most of us know, she said that St. Joseph never failed her in any need. And why is that? I think it's because St. Joseph, who's been declared the universal patron of the church, he is the man who spent the most time with Jesus on earth. And so when we want to know Jesus, we, of course, turn to his blessed mother, but also to the man who spent the most time with him, and that is St. Joseph. And I started having devotion to St. Joseph, and I realized that I need, in my life and my challenges, I need spontaneous help from St. Joseph. And I realized I can quickly pray to our Blessed Mother with the Hail Mary and St. Michael's prayer. And the guardian angels have a very short, memorable, rhyming prayer, but I don't have one to St. Joseph. And so I asked our Lord, help me to write one because I couldn't find it. I looked all over the internet, could not find a short, memorable prayer to St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. Lord, I need that prayer. And I believe the Lord helped me to write that prayer. And I wrote it, and I presented it to our good bishop, Kevin Rhodes, in Fort Wayne here, and he said it was good. He liked it. I asked him, Bishop, may I share this with other people? He said, yes, feel free. Wow. So I want to share the prayer with you, and you're free to put it in your show notes. If I have a prayer card printed up, and if you want me to send some to your station to distribute, that's fine. I can send you 500, 1,000, or whatever.
That is so
on
kind.
On the back of the prayer card.
Yeah.
No problem. This is my little ministry I love to do. On the back of the prayer card, there's an image of St. Joseph holding our infant Lord. A very classic image that a lot of people are familiar with. Mm-hmm. But this is the prayer. Silent Saint Joseph, patron supreme, knowing God's will, ever doing the same. In these troubling times, courage and strength are in need. Bless and be with us, every thought, word, and deed. Amen.
Wow. Ed, that is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing with us and actually the whole EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network all over the world. So that is beautiful. We so appreciate it. And your deep prayer to God for having God, to impart to you the words because you wanted to feel closer to St. Joseph. And that is incredible. But I want Adam to comment because he's nodding his head. And I know we're both just saying, wow, what a beautiful prayer. But don't leave, and our call screener, Lori, will pick up the phone and we'll get some information from you. So don't hang up when we say goodbye to you. But Adam, comments on that beautiful St. Joseph prayer.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's beautiful. Good job. Good job, Holy Spirit, for inspiring it. And it's a reminder, too, that spontaneous prayer are private prayers, you know, that we're not limited and we can be inspired to pray in our own way, right? And his bishop gave him an okay, so that's wonderful to share it with other people. We could share prayers privately with other people, but it's a neat reminder that we're not limited by, okay, these are the formulaic prayers, that's all there is.
Right.
And of course,
right.
You know, of course we can just talk to God. But yeah, this is great, Ed. Thank you so much.
Yes. God bless you, Ed, in your ministry work. Many blessings to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Dial in again, okay?
Thank you both. God bless you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Wow. Mm-hmm. We got such a... Well, you know, I love the added blessings and treats we get here on The Spirit World. I love The Spirit World family. You guys are amazing. You hear that music. That's our final break for today. Don't worry. When we come back, Adam and I will go a little bit more into St. Patrick and St. Joseph, and then we'll get to Sherry and Angela and Shelley and the rest that are calling in right now, speaking to Lori, our call screener. Boy, you guys are busy. The show team is busy. Our senior producer, Tim, from Guadalupe Radio Network, doing a fine job. Thank you so very much. And thanks to everybody waiting so patiently today. It's Lent, so offer it up. 877-757-9424. That's the number to call. We'll be right back.
Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. C.S. Lewis famously wrote that we are secret agents behind enemy lines. It's true. This world is under hostile rule, and its prince is in full-scale rebellion against our Father in heaven, with a mission to take as many souls with him as possible. Our mission, should we choose to accept it, is to raid and poach in Satan's territory and rescue souls out from under him. We should not be surprised or dismayed at opposition. Of course, Satan will work to stop us, but we have a clear promise that we are equipped and commissioned to do the job. We are called to attack the kingdom of the world and rescue souls in bondage to the world, the flesh, and the devil, and bring them to our Father's heavenly kingdom. Are you ready?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders from EWTN's Called to Communion. I want to let you know that I've joined the staff at Stand Tall Life Coaching. If you're struggling to put the Catholic faith into practice because of habitual sin, family or relationship problems, or other personal or theological issues, I'm offering help. Reach out to me at my website, drdavidanders.com, or at standtalltoday.com.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
Okay, we are back. No more breaks, so you'll be excited about that. We'll get to all the calls, so we'll go quickly. I just want Adam to comment on St. Patrick or St. Joseph again, and just to remind everyone, because some people may say, well, I thought there was two feasts for St. Joseph. Yes, there's March 19th, and then Pope Pius the 12th added a second feast day, St. Joseph the Worker, which is May 1st. So very, very important to know those two feast days. And Adam, on anything on St. Patrick?
St. Patrick... I think he's one of the saints where there is a lot of tradition, but less that we know for sure historically. Is that the sense that you've had?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, over the years, stories can get embellished somewhat, mm-hmm. Details may be added. But he made such an incredible impact, and he was a strong saint. And oftentimes when people think of St. Patrick, the first thing they think of is the Trinity, right? Yeah. And so that's where it's just so amazing, because you use the clover and everything a prop, if you will, or a teaching tool about the Trinity. But it really is very impactful and great saint he is, because they're all alive in Christ. And then of course you've got Saint Joseph 2 days later, falls always pretty much always in Lent, right? And so it's very much a chance for people to celebrate, but we also still have to stay focused. So it's interesting. What do you think about all that, the clover?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I associate Patrick with evangelization, with missionary work, mm-hmm. with spreading the faith, sharing the faith.
Yep.
And I love the clover story because it's an example of using nature around you. Right,
right. Right.
Explain
something so mysterious. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that it's one plant, but it has those three, and so it's three in one. I just love that because, of course, the church tells us, where can you see God? Well, the two places you can see God in this life is in nature and in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so that first part is one that's like pretty deep and easy to forget. But we can see kind of a hint of God in nature when we see beauty in nature. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's why that works. I guess the final thing I wanted to mention on St. Joseph is, in terms of spiritual warfare, he's also really involved in that. And of course, he was defending Jesus. He was keeping him safe when Jesus was vulnerable in his humanity as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of his titles is Terror of Demons.
That's right.
And powerful. And so, yeah, he's a strong figure for fathers, mm-hmm. for men, but he's also a protective figure that we can ask to intercede for us for our protection under that title of Terror of Demons.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite titles. I always, after I pray the Memorare to Our Lady, I always end with St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, mm-hmm. pray for us. I'm right with you on that. Okay, back to the phones. We shall go. Sherry is next. Another first-time caller from Kennewick, Washington, on Holy Spirit Sanctifier Catholic Radio. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I have seen on Johnette's program about yoga and realized that that's not acceptable. What I've been seeing on my tablet lately is Tai Chi, this 28-day Tai Chi thing that's supposed to give you 7 minutes a day and you're become fabulous.
Right.
So I'm just wondering your take on Tai Chi.
Is it like the Tai Chi walking challenges that are out there for people that want to lose weight before the summer and things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Okay. Adam, why don't you comment first?
Yeah. So, Sherry, essentially Tai Chi is not acceptable for Catholics. So the place to go, there's a Vatican document, and we've mentioned it many times. It's called Jesus Christ, the Bearer of the Water of Life. It's a very long Vatican document that's online. You can do a search for it. And it warns against the New Age. They did a multi-year study of New Age practices. Tai Chi, because it involves the attempt to manipulate energy, Chi is essentially a word for kind of spiritual energy. But it's not a spiritual energy that we recognize. It's claimed to have certain kind of almost magical properties. And so this document warns against practices that seek to manipulate or project energy. Similar example is Reiki, which actually the USCCB, the US bishops, actually put out a prohibition against Reiki a number of years ago. And I believe Tai Chi is either explicitly in that document, Jesus Christ, the Bearer of the Water of Life, or could be easily be lumped in all the practices. They're usually Eastern practices of manipulating energy. So, yeah, and I've seen the same ads, Sherry. They're kind of funny. I'm not, you know, to each his own, but for Catholics, I wouldn't be practicing Tai Chi.
Well, and the other thing too, Sherry, I just wanted to share, on Women of Grace, you said you mentioned Johnette Williams' show, Women of Grace. Sue Brinkman does a great job in covering all of this. And if you actually just type in Women of Grace, Tai Chi, it comes up. It was just posted March 3rd of this year. It says, is walking Tai Chi okay for Catholics? And it goes into a huge explanation. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send it over to our producer right now so he can post it in the show notes. And, it's really good, but in the bottom of the article, and this is what I think we can all relate to, Sherry, so that we don't feel troubled by this. They were talking about this energy, you know, this movement of this philosophy and this movement of the, you know, what are the meridians, Adam, and all this kind of Chinese philosophy, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the article, it also talks about that a lot of this type of Tai Chi, quote unquote, exercises don't contain possibly that kind of philosophy added to it. It's more about exercise. And right. they actually talked about how you'll see it in senior centers and things of that nature. So I just don't want people to get totally stressed out, because to be really honest with you, if you've seen these videos like you have, Sherry, these are exercises that we've all seen and done in various ways. I mean, it's not like it's anything new. So Adam, would you say that the key piece to that is if it contains that philosophy that is forbidden by the church, then prohibited by the church, then we should stay away from it. If it's simply exercises and it doesn't have that movement of energy and all that kind of stuff, then it would be okay?
I would say yes, it would be okay. But, you know, the danger with this is the same as with yoga, that if you say the yoga, if you remove all of the saying the Hindu gods' names and seeing it as a worship posture and all of that. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when people get into it, they eventually do a workshop or have a teacher that starts telling them and guiding them on the energetic side of things and projecting energy and
About the philosophical Chinese aspects of this exercising. Okay.
Yeah. So just be careful. Like if you're going to do that, be strict about it. Don't let it slide into the deep end of the pool and get you into trouble.
Right. And we just sent the article over to our producer, Tim. Sherry, does that help?
Yes, it does. Yes. Well, and is there something comparable that I could do? I mean, comparable to yoga or Tai Chi that is acceptable to the church?
Oh, yes. Soul Core. There's all sorts of Christian exercises that can be done that produce the same physical benefits of exercising. So there's Soul Core. There's a few others. What I would do is just search for Catholic, exercises, set exercises, and that'll Soul Core and other ones will come up. But just make sure you read it clearly, that there isn't anything woven in that could be problematic. And go with your gut, Sherry. I've learned this after 60 years. If you attend something, a class, or you read about something and it just doesn't quite feel right, you know, you're like, this is a little off, I would stay away from it and just do the basic exercises that we all learned in school, sit-ups, push-ups, jumping jacks, you know the 9 yards, Sherry. What do you say?
I do. Well, I guess my last question would be, how do you spell soul? Is it S-O-L, S-O-U-L, S-O-L-E? How do you spell Soul Core, is it?
Yes, Soul Core, yeah. Somebody, if we can get our show team to quick Google it as you're getting ready to. Tim is so fast, our producer. I just want to make sure it's spelt the right way for everybody, because we are going to get asked that. Okay, so. But Sherry, I want to just thank you for being a first-time caller. And see, as I stalled right there, Sherry, and thanking you, Tim was so quick. It's soulcore.com. So SOULCORE.com. Okay?
Perfect. All right. Perfect. That's what I needed.
Thank you so much.
And I'm glad your program is there.
Aw, thank you, Sherry. Call us again. Okay, we're going to get to Angela. Angela's been waiting so patiently in Perrysburg, Ohio, on Annunciation Catholic Radio. Hi, Angela. Welcome.
Hello, my darlings. How are you?
Doing great.
Thank you so much. I need some extra prayers. I know I called a few weeks, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, about that problem that I had with that donut issue. I have hit the worst luck I have ever seen in my life. I mean, I've got accusations and all sorts of legal things against me now that are just totally untrue. And I have to face a judge on Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, for 44 counts. Someone has tampered with my identity, and they've locked this tampering in to the point where it can't even be changed. I'm absolutely frantic. I'm a religious holy person, but this is really bothering me that someone could take this to this level of destruction. And I know that I'm suffering. I don't know if Jesus wants me to suffer for him, but this is tough. I need an intervention, and I need prayers from St. Joseph, mm-hmm. from you guys, and from St. Patrick's Heart to get me through this. It's tough.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you giving it to us, because we are prayer warriors. I want Adam to comment on this, but just you can hear the anxiousness in your words, and we don't want that for you. So we're also going to pray that you stay very calm through this and very focused, and God's will be done. But let's have Adam comment quickly on this.
Yeah, just sorry to hear that. You know, I have a family member that's been kind of scammed a number of times and had things taken and used. So I know exactly what you're going through. Yeah, so we'll just pray for you, and hopefully as the light of, you know, everything is revealed, the judge will see everything clearly, right, and it'll be cleared up. So that'll be our prayer for you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Angela. We love you. Take care and keep us posted, please. Adam, are you seeing the show notes here? Do you want to share the next Facebook comment we had coming in as I go to our next caller? Because we have all other good alternatives as mm-hmm. well to these exercises.
Yeah, so we had a comment
from Janet.
Is it
from Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Pietra Fitness. Pietra Fitness looks like they're saying is a good alternative. I'm not aware of that one, but yeah, Janet is recommending that we look into that. So mm-hmm. we'll check it out.
Okay. Yeah, so see, everybody's sending in so these wonderful Christian alternatives to all these other things that are out there that can get us off focus and off the mark. So we want to make sure we stay focused, especially during Lent. Okay, let's hear what Shelley has to say in Lynn, Massachusetts on EWTN.com. Hi, Shelley. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. You go right ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So this is about St. Joseph. My birthday is March 19th as well.
Oh.
So in 2024, I was having a lot of difficulty. I was without a job, had been without a job for a long time, having some serious financial trouble because of it, praying for a job. I prayed, of course, to Jesus. I prayed to Mary, as I always do. But what I added to that I hadn't really done before was I prayed to St. Joseph. And I had been going to some adoration, and during adoration, while I was praying with my eyes closed, I saw a vision of stairway at the top of the door. You have to imagine the vision. The stairs are just like stone and stone, like boulder kind of like rocks, you know, and the door's wooden and it's arched. And at the center of it, that really pops out, much larger than a normal door lock, the old door lock, and it's accented, standing out, and it's locked. The door's locked. Behind it is a light that shines through that door lock, so it's all illuminated. I see that vision for about 3 days. Then after that, I continue to pray heavy. I see, again in my waking hours, but at home, I see a vision, the same exact doorway, but now the door is open. And standing there, standing behind the door, kind of holding it open, it's about 90% open, is a man that looks just like St. Joseph. Doesn't say a word, just, I understand and I know, you know, this is it, come on, the door's now open for you. 2 days later, I got a job, two job offers. I'm still at that job. And I think the 90% message in my mind was that this isn't the job. I'll stay here for a while, but this isn't the place that he wants me to be. But come on up. I've gotten you a job. You're all set.
Yeah, that's great, Shelley. And, of course, one of the titles I've heard St. Joseph refer to as Joseph the Worker, right? And there's even a statue of St. Joseph the Worker that some people will keep on their desk at work. And, yeah, it's a great example of one of the things to go to Joseph for is when you're looking for a job, and particularly looking for a good job in the sense of like a godly job, something that is, is in line with the way that we want to be living. So yeah, mm-hmm. St. Joseph the Worker, pray for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going to him during adoration, that's also a beautiful reminder. A lot of us don't go to adoration. A lot of people aren't really aware of how powerful it is. But when we're in adoration, yeah, we're talking to many figures from heaven. Of course, primarily Jesus, our Lord, is in front of us. But also Jesus chooses through his angels, through his saints, to help us and interact with us in our lives. And so, yeah, it's just a beautiful mm-hmm. example. I appreciate it.
And your birthday is Thursday. We put you in the prayer book. So happy early birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yes, beautiful call. Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing with us. We're going to get to Mikey, a first-time caller, in just a moment. I wanted to let everyone know I did do a quick search on Pietra Fitness. So cool. There's actually one right near where I live, and you can find it. It's they offer Catholic-based stretching and strengthening workouts. Oh. Wow, PietraFitness.com. I love this, and there's one right in my town. I'm going to go check it out right after the show. That's really cool. Okay, yeah, let's go to Mikey, first-time caller, Dayton, Ohio, on YouTube. We would be waving to you, Mikey, but we're not on video today, so welcome.
Thank you, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for calling. You go right ahead.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, no. Prank call. We haven't had one of those in like 3 years.
I didn't that even laugh. Yeah. Did we have one 3 years ago?
Like towards the beginning, that happened once or twice.
But that wasn't even funny.
No.
I know, but our call screeners were quick though. So anyway, that was, yeah, okay. I guess, you know what though? I was going to just say that. See, we both finished each other's sentence. It's Lent. You got to expect stuff like that when you have a live call-in show, but it's all good. Okay, let's go back to all of these great comments that are coming in on St. Patrick, St. Joseph. Others have done this devotion, Adam. I'm so excited about it. They've done the seven sorrows and the joys of St. Joseph. This is so cool. Adam and I are super excited about it. Others are talking about, the miraculous story of the St. Joseph staircase in New Mexico. That comes up every year during this time. Paulette on Facebook says, our parish is St. Joseph's. We rely on his intercession. I believe we would not be here without his prayer. We are small but mighty. I love that. A lot of us have made a consecration to him. Yes, Father Donald Calloway's Consecration to St. Joseph. I love that book. My husband and I did it. Jerry Usher, we all did it together. My sister, Jerry Usher, Marty and me, we all did it together and we all got consecrated together on the same day. It was really cool.
I know a lot of priests did that consecration and really got a lot out of it. I have a number of priest friends. When that book first came out late in that first 6 months, I would see a lot of priest friends carrying that book.
Really?
As we would just, you know, go about our day. Mm-hmm.
And that's a heavy book. Mm-hmm. It's a heavy. You could use that as a weight to lift weights and get in shape, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big book. Did you want to read the next one we got in? Another comment.
Yeah. So this came in from Lori. The world's largest Saint Joseph shrine in Montreal, Canada, called Saint Joseph Oratory of Mount Royal, founed by Saint Andre Bessette in 1904. 2 million people visit every year. Lots of miracles and healings occur. Now, yeah, St. Andre Bessette, he had a huge devotion to Joseph, right?
Yes.
Basically, anytime anybody came to him, he said, give it to St. Joseph.
Right.
And he also said, as another person we mentioned earlier, St. Teresa of Avila, he would always say St. Joseph never failed him in terms of going to him and interceding to him. And so Andre Bessette did a lot of work to establish, you know, a devotion to Joseph. So,
but when one thing that Adam and I want to be crystal clear about when we talk about things of when other saints like Mother Teresa would say that the Memorare, the flying, the express novena, the flying novena to Our Lady never failed as well. I had a wonderful priest say, you got to remember something though. These saints, these holy men and women of God, they were constantly in a state of grace or trying to stay in a state of grace. I mean, they were really right there, very in tune with God. And so that's important. And Adam and I want to state that again. So if you really want a crystal clear outcome to your prayers in a way that really can oftentimes be miraculous, get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace. Adam, final comments.
Yeah, God is not he's not a gumball machine, right? So there's no guarantee. It's not like, oh, it's guaranteed, pray for the lottery and you're guaranteed to win. It's not like that. To have a saint come through for you doesn't always look the way we imagine, because God knows what we need better than we do. So in the end, we get what is best.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, that'll do it. I want to do all the thank yous now, because next Saturday we are going to be, Adam and I are going to be in Dubuque, Iowa at Our Lady of Good Success Radio Network, Aquinas Communications, for their Christ the King Conference. Get your tickets. We're taking the show with us, and we are going live talking about spiritual warfare. Tickets are at kcrd-fm.org. Now for the wonderful thank yous. Lori was so busy on the phones today doing a fabulous job. Yay, Lori. And our senior producer, Tim, from Guadalupe Radio Network. Amazing. He's an award-winning producer. And Adam and I want to thank Guadalupe Radio Network and EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. That'll do it, you guys. Till next Saturday, have a beautiful and blessed week. We'll see you real soon.